Welcome back, everybody, to Buffalo, Oklahoma, the home of the Bison. They trail the Timberlake Tigers 28-6 here as we get ready. About 4 minutes left in this half. And a very important, Buffalo going to start with the football here. Very important that they get out to a good start. You want to get some points on the board quickly.
You know, and how big was that last score by Timberlake when, you know, Buffalo, you're down 26, you're going to get a football, you go score, and, you know, it's a one touchdown game. And now it's you're down three touchdowns. So really puts the pressure on that Buffalo offense. But like you said, they can't get desperate when they've had to force it. They just haven't been very effective when they've been able to just, you know. And the other thing that's killing them is the penalties and the snaps puts them behind the chains. Buffalo is very effective when they can get 5 yards on first down.
Right.
Then they got options. Now we can go get it. And so I think that's one thing. The first down plays in this series are going to be huge for Buffalo.
And I think fixing that snap issue, whatever it may be, some of it's SQ, some of it's Ashmore, whatever it is, some of it's the cold weather. It's not going to get any warmer.
You got to get it fixed.
And it's the temperature's starting to drop a little bit, but, man, is it pretty out. The sky is almost purple and blue right now, and the snow is on the ground. It's Christmas weather here in Buffalo. As we get ready to start the half, 28-6, Timberlake in front, and I guess if you are a Buffalo, they've been here before. If you're ever going to take a team in a semifinal down 28-6, you want it to be this Buffalo squad. You've got 9 seniors in there. They've seen it all. This is as far as they've ever been in Buffalo football history. One more win, and you've gotten further than any team in your history. And they're not dead yet.
I think this series here is huge, this opening series. If they can mount a drive, get a touchdown, all of a sudden you've got a little pep in your step again. You feel like, okay, we see a little light at the end of this tunnel. We go play defense, do that again, all of a sudden we got a ball game. If you go 3-and-out or you have a short punt or something, boy, it could just snowball on you.
Yeah, I would say you don't have to score, but you've got to show that you're in here to be physical, grind this thing down. And you get a couple first downs and change field positions at least if you're the Bison. And here they come as they're slow. They're last out of the locker room here.
And as you mentioned, the temperature is dropping, and there's snow all around us, so it's gonna get chilly tonight. The sky is not a cloud in the sky. There's nothing to hold the heat in, so it's gonna get cold. And as this game goes on, it's gonna get colder. And if you're Buffalo, you gotta ignore it. You gotta embrace it. Just say we're here for this half, and we're not quitting. And here we come.
They've been digging out of it for the last few days, and now they're going to have to dig out of this hole here.
Yeah, we already have the MVPs. I don't know if you heard it, you know, in the pregame, but the MVPs were all the crews that cleared the field, the 14 inches off the field. They were naming off about 20 people, and company had a snow blower, and they just brought in everybody.
And the whole it is a community effort to clear this thing out in the stands, and they did a great job here. As you mentioned, the field, which we thought might be a little messy, has been held up. They've done a nice job with it. So,
well, I think one thing they did when it was still cold and before the snow got a chance to melt, they got it off of there. And I think that was key. If you let 14 inches melt on your field, you got problems.
Well, when we found out they were moving this, when I called Coach Yock to tell him, I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm running the snow blower." I said, "How's that going?" He said, "Slow." So
you never know what you're going to – when you're an 8-man football coach, you never know what's going to happen, do you?
You are not above having to come out here and clear this field, that's for sure. I mean, heck, he coaches every sport. He's the AD. What else do you want him to do? But he's out here cleaning the field. So 28-6, about 30 seconds left before we get going start this second half. We wanted to mention one more score, Canadian. They went big over Childress, a team they've beat twice handily this year in their state quarterfinal. They went 56-14, and they're going to move on. They're going to play Gunter in that semi, and that's the team who beat them a year ago.
That's always the big one. That's the big battle for the championship to get into the championship. It seems like they run into them, and they have to go through them. They have to go through each other to get there.
In a lot of people's eyes, that will be the state championship.
And a couple of years ago, you know, Canadian did make the finals and played Newton. And today, as OSU played TCU, the Darwin can't think of his last name but he played for Newton.
Played for Newton.
And I'll tell you what, those Canadian kids started hitting him, and by the end of the game, he didn't want the ball. He's a D1 back starting for TCU, and Canadian laid the wood to him to the point he didn't want to run up that middle.
And you know, I get that we mentioned this before on previous broadcasts, but sometimes you say, this Canadian team is incredible. I've only been here 2 years, and they're way better than they were a year ago. But a lot of people say, well, they're always good. I'm like, they are really, really good this year. I mean, it might be another level of Canadian football. That NASCAR offense that they run, they'll score in an instant on you. I mean, it is an impressive, impressive thing they got going over there. So an impressive thing we got here, a couple great football teams here, great programs. Timberlake with under Coach Severn, been good for a long time since he's been there. The only coach they've had since it's been Timberlake. They did win a couple state titles as Helena Goltry. They won a couple years there. I can't remember what exactly. I want to say 79?
Yeah, I think that's...
I think I wrote it down somewhere around here. It looks like... 70 and 88. So they won two titles in 70 and 88.
And they've got tradition. You know, they've been there and you just love to see these coaches, and you see it a lot in this area. You see coaches stay. They don't, you know, some coaches, especially when you get up higher and, you know, in that 3A, 4A, they're moving around following talent. But you get out here in this part of the country, and these coaches get where they like the kids, they like the community, and they just stay and they build programs, and it's great to see.
Yeah, it is. Although now that they've, you know, built a huge press box with his name on the side, I don't think Coach Severn's going anywhere. After 27 years, I think he's going to be coaching until he wants to hang it up there for the Tigers. And right now, up 28-6. They put a little bit more time back in the clock before we kick it off. Again, Buffalo going to receive. They're going to flip-flop sides. Tigers going left to right, all in white with the silver helmets. Buffalo in all black with the black helmets. Oh, they flipped them out. Never mind. Timberlake's going. They're saying you guys are on the wrong side. For a second, I thought we were flipping it around. Yeah. Timberlake's going to go right to left, and now Buffalo going left to right.
Sun's just almost to set, so we're operating by the lights now.
That's
it's kind
right.
of an unusual game time at 4 o'clock. We start out with, you know, the full sunshine, and then you're going to end up full lights.
It's Saturday football weather here in Buffalo. Second half getting ready to come up, and now Timberlake going to line up and kick the football. 28-6, they lead. And it looks like we got Blaze Rogers and Brendan Bowles back deep to receive for the Bison. And Ethan Jenlick going to kick it off. He's had a couple great kicks. He's been able to angle it towards the sideline and kick it out of bounds and set up bad field position for the Bison. This time he squibs it right in front of him and almost didn't see it coming. Dalton Cosby wisely falls on top of it.
Yep.
A little bit of trickery that time by Timberlake. Did a little something different, and Buffalo ready for it.
On those onside, just get on top of it and get down, because that ball is hopping and spinning, and you just want to get it corralled and get down.
Dalton Cosby, another one of those heads-up players for the Bison. Really smart kid, and is able to kind of get them in the right positions down there. That time they weren't fooling him. Comes down with the 45-yard line. First and 10 Bison now. Trailing 20 by 22. One receiver wide far side. It's Jock. Snap to Eskew to give it to the back up around the right side. It's Blaze Rogers up into the 50.
There we go.
To the 53, and you mentioned it. Now they're getting the ball to Rogers quickly.
And he's got some burst to him, and you might see that. That might be intentional here to take a little load off Eskew.
Well, they didn't call him Blaze because he's slow, so he lives up to the
moniker. I tell you what, that's a hard name to live up to, isn't it, Blaze?
That is. One receiver wide, near side, shotgun snap to Eskew. It's given it to Rogers, this time to the far side, and he's wrapped up. That time, same play, different side, and they read it wisely by Timberlake.
Should have stuck it up in the middle and got a couple. Tried to get outside and make a big play. Ran backwards a little bit.
Lost a yard. Carter Sands got back there on him. Going to be third and five now from the 50-yard line.
Kind of wonder, you know, here you're third and five. You kind of wonder if this is four down territory if you get close here.
Down by 22. Big third down play here at midfield.
See if they run it, or they've had some couple of big passes, but the short passes hasn't been too successful.
Bowles in the backfield with Eskew. Shotgun snap. He rolls to his right. He fires into Villa, but tackled instantly after he caught the football. Only got picked up about a yard.
So now what do you do? It's fourth and four. You're opening your drive. I don't think it really matters with Timberlake where they get the ball. I think you're either going to stop them or not. I'd be tempted. You know, Timberlake went for it early, if you remember. They're
going to go for it. Fourth and four. Dylan Schlupe on that last tackle. Now you got trips receivers. You got Villa in the near slot. You got Rogers and Bowles split out wide right. Rogers going to go in motion. He's going to go far side. Shotgun snap to Eskew. Drops back. Across the middle of the field.
Got
Looks
it.
Right at Levi Kent and throws
got
a
it.
Rifle in there at him. and hit him right in the numbers. Great throw by Eskew. He was triple covered, but Kent able to box everybody out and pick up the
first
down.
Yeah, he's a big guy, and the best thing he did, he knew where he had to be, and he didn't go back past, you know, he set up, here I am, I got a first down, give me the ball.
And that's what Winoka had success against Timberlake. It was that play. The tight end kind of would go out to release and then kind of go out in a route. He would stand up like he might block and then kind of go out in a route. And that time Kent was able to use his body to pick up the first down. First and 10 Buffalo from the 44 of Timberlake. Shotgun snap to Eskew. He rolls to his left. Looking to the back to the middle of the field. Cross field. Throws it up inside and batted away by Cameron Brewer. He was looking for Dalton Cosby, who doesn't usually go out for passes. But
You had Pippen right there by him, but then you had the safety coming over and just played it perfect.
Another nice play by that Timberlake secondary, who's played as a unit, played really well tonight, kept him from getting the big play.
I'd say there's one thing Eskew probably needs to do a little more is he's getting some open receivers. He's not getting the ball released soon enough, letting the safeties and the defensive backs get time to get over.
He's got Bowles to his left. He's in the gun. Bowles wide near side. Rodgers to his left. Now Rodgers in motion. Eskew takes the snap, takes it right up the middle. He's grabbed. He holds on the ball. It's loose. They stripped him. It looks like Buffalo might have it, though.
Yep, Buffalo's got
nice job by Dalton Cosby, who saved it as Eskew trying to get extra yards and almost lost the football.
Got a little practice on that onside, right? And there he is. Get another bouncing ball for this team.
That's a big recovery by Cosby because that ball almost went right to Timberlake.
Oh, that was huge.
So third now and right around 4 yards. Trips receivers. Far side, one in the near slot. And now Yacht comes in motion across the formation. Nobody doesn't quite get there. Now we got a shotgun snap. Roll to the left. Fires to his left. Low to Yacht. Did he come up with it? And they're going to say no good.
It was low. It looked like it hit the grass first.
And you got to throw it really low to throw it low to Cam Yacht.
Yeah. And just got in a little bit of hurry. He's running and threw it across his body and just didn't get quite enough on it.
Yeah, he's had a couple throws where he hasn't really gotten his balance underneath him before he's let
another, it loose. Another big fourth and five here. We've had two in a row.
28-6, Timberlake in front, and a fourth and five for the Bison. 9:14 to go. They have moved the football. It's now on the 37-yard line of Timberlake. And Eskew now in the gun. Bowles far side. Rodgers goes in motion. Bowles near side. Flips it out to Vios. Takes it right in the out. Makes a man miss. Curls around inside to the 30 to the 20. And he's drugged down at the 14-yard line. Another big play by Tito Villa.
He did not have the first down when he caught that. He spun, found an opening, and then raced down the sideline. Huge play
and
by Villa.
He's not exceedingly out. His center of gravity is so low. He just keeps his balance so well. Now there goes a snap to Eskew. Quick snap. He's going to take it up inside. Follows his blockers. Picks up a few before he's dragged down by four Timberlake Tigers. Look like Dylan Schloop, Cameron Brewer there to make the stop. Second now up and seven. About six and a half here for.
Boy, you're finding out what Eskew's made of.
Yeah, and he's been hit all night.
But he's been making plays. Fourth and five, I mean, that's pressure. You know, that's you got to make a play, and he's been putting the ball on the money on fourth and five.
Yeah, he made both. And he really plays his best when the chips are down, when they need him to make a play. He's really a clutch player. Eskew in the gun now. He puts Kate Harlan in motion and gives it to Rodgers up inside. That time a little trickery. They thought they were going to throw it. He handed it off to Rodgers. And it goes right up the middle, picks up a couple more, bring up a third and manageable three.
That's what you want. You got third and three. You got two downs to make it. That's where you want to be at.
Third and three for the Bison.
And now the ball almost to the 10-yard line. It's going to spot it at the 11.
You know, we talked. If they can push this in, get it to two scores, now all of a sudden you feel like you've got a little momentum. You feel like you're back in the football game.
Double tights. Bowles is the quarterback. He's got Kent and Villa in front of him as fullback. Kent going to go in motion now. They're going to snap it low. Bowles going to pick it up. Now he runs to the opposite side. He's out of room. They try to drag him down, and a nice tackle on the outside. And that was Merrick Judd that time. Merrick Judd's been phenomenal.
He's been everywhere. Eskew thought he had a little room around that left side, and he didn't see Judd. Judd just came out of nowhere.
And that time, the closing speed of Judd just cut off that angle for Bowles.
So we don't have fourth and five. We just have fourth and four. Fourth and five. The third straight on this drive.
Gut check time again for the Bison. Eskew's back in the game at quarterback. Yock wide near side. Rodgers wide, far side. SQ in the shotgun, fourth and four upcoming. Rodgers in motion, goes right up beside SQ. Now he's going to stop on his right side. Villa moving, a lot of movement pre-snap here for Buffalo. There goes the snap to SQ. He rolls to his right. He fires to his right. Little flag route to Yock. In the end zone, did he come down with it? Touchdown, Camden Yock. What a throw by SQ. And Buffalo cuts the lead. 13-yard touchdown pass from Colton SQ to Cam Yock.
Wow. I tell you what, he's not very big, but you talk about a gamer. He's made a layout catch for a big first down. That time he just great going up between two defenders, bringing it down, keeping his feet in bounds. Touchdown for the Bison. Wow. We got a ball game again.
Big two-point conversion right now, 28-12, 6:51 left in the third. Motion everywhere. Bowles goes out far side. Rodgers near side. SQ in the gun. Shotgun snap. He looks to throw. Throws it up inside. Looking for Kent and batted away. Trying to get a quick hitter, and that was, looked like Dylan Sloop on the coverage of Kent, the only guy tall enough to guard him. So it's 6:51 left in the third quarter, 28-12. Buffalo has cut the lead. Do not leave us. Here come the Bison. We'll be back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down at 0% APR for 36 months or save $300 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Welcome back here to Buffalo. The Buffalo Bison have cut the lead to 28-12. Timberlake leads this one 28-12. Lead now of 16 for Timberlake. And this as with 6:51 left in the third quarter. And picked up about three fourth downs on that drive. Made plays when they had to.
You talked about those seniors.
Now a little bouncer kick is going to bounce right across the 45-yard line to the 43. Picked up and by Sloop, and he's driven down after a pickup about a yard.
And that got the crowd going a little bit. You can see a little pep in the step of the Buffalo Bison. See if that translates to the defensive side because, you know, the offense is one thing, but you've got to find a way to stop this Timberlake offense.
Great job by Coach Yock and his coaching staff at halftime coming out. Had to have that one. Team showed a couple new things. Had made the plays when they had to. Didn't try to force it. Great job making adjustments, getting them to score quickly here. And here comes the Tigers. One receiver wide each side. Two running backs to either side of Ethan Zenlick. Slow snap. He picks it up. Little flat route out to Merrick Judd. He's out of room. They read it. He's got to cut back and go to the opposite side of the field. He's going to make it all the way to the far side. Cut it up. No one's there. He's going to bust through the end. He's down to the 30. No one's going to catch Merrick Judd down to the 10. And touchdown, Timberlake. No flags. Is there a flag?
No, something happened.
Somebody stopped.
Stepped
for the
out
Tigers.
Of bounds or something's going on here. I think he may have stepped out of bounds.
Everybody stopped running for the Tigers.
No, we got a penalty. We just didn't see the flag.
Yeah. So that's right in the area of holding.
Wow.
And Merrick Judd ran out of room near side, reversed field, and almost took it to the house.
And when you saw him start to reverse field, you could just see it wide open, and he saw it, turned on the jets. And
not only that, the holding penalty was at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with that play.
So instead of a 60-yard touchdown run, you've now got first and 20 from the 35-yard line.
You could see the coaching staff over there because they saw the flag when we didn't, and you could see them beating the ground a little bit. They thought, oh, no.
You could tell something happened because half the team stopped running downfield. Now two backs to either side of Jenlink, one receiver wide each side. There goes the snap. He's back to throw. He's under pressure. He gets away from it and has to scramble to his right. Finally brought down, and the Buffalo Bison with another sack of Ethan Jenlink. And that time, the Bison defense is everywhere.
It's going to be a second and a ways.
And that was Tito Villa was there. Levi Kent was there. And made one guy miss and ran right into Levi Kent. So second and even farther, second and 28.
28. That's a long way, second and 28. But don't put it past Pippen and company.
5:46. We haven't seen Pippen carry the ball.
No, he may be.
Low snap to Jenlick. He looks to throw it. Flips it outside to Sloop on the outside. Bowles tries to grab him. Makes him cut back inside into the teeth of the defense.
That's what you want to do.
And that time, Brendan Bowles cuts him back inside and runs right into three or four Buffalo defenders. And now that Bison defense is swarming to the
football. You can tell. He wanted to get down that sideline. Wouldn't let him. Had to turn back in. He got help.
So with 5:20 to go, third and 30. 31. Well, 24. 23 to 24.
It's hard to do all the math here. This is too big of numbers here.
There's a lot
for
of
us,
numbers on the field.
For us radio guys.
Two receivers far side. Snap to Jenlick. He's going to roll his resume. Look that way. Now he's going to pump fake and look towards the middle. Kent almost grabs him, so he has to run.
He
got a flag down. That's more than likely a hold. They finally sack him. And I don't think that flag is going to count because the sack going to be picked up by Dalton Cosby.
Cosby's coming up big, isn't he?
Cosby's having a heck of a football
game.
Wow, he's
coming up big for the Buffalo Bison.
We've now seen almost every one of those players be in the backfield after Jenlick here early. And we'll see what they do with this hold. It is indeed a hold.
Yep. They're going to decline that.
So now Timberlake going to punt. And a score by Buffalo, and now a punt by Timberlake. Don't look now.
I think our listeners can hear this crowd kind of getting ramped up. And by the way, most of the crowd is in their vehicles that are circling this field. They've got the heaters on, I think. And a lot of them are sitting in the back of pickup trucks. This field is surrounded by vehicles.
Now snap, the punt by Sloop. He's going to kick it right or bounce right in front of Cam Yock. Back to deep. He's going to let it bounce. He's going to stop, let it bounce, and he picks it up. He looked like he was going to lay it dead, and he picks up about 5 yards. He's still on his feet. He finally brought down. What a play, Cam Yock. Picked up about 12 yards on that return.
He's firing up this team. I tell you, he's made some huge plays, and he's a gamer.
He dropped one earlier, and since then, he is dialed in.
You know, one of the things is that, you know, he didn't hang his head. He just, I dropped that one, and you can tell why. He said, I'm going to make plays down the road for my team.
Coach's son right there. First and 10 now from the 43 of Timberlake. Buffalo now set up in Tiger territory. 4:33 left in the quarter. 28-12, Timberlake leads. SQ in the gun. He's got one back behind him. Villa goes in motion to the end of the formation. Low snap. The bobbled ball picked up, though, by Rogers. It's on the ground. He almost lost it. It hit the ground, and then he picked it up.
He was running, juggling. He carried it about 3 yards, juggling it.
And very fortunate that did not get blown up. He picked up a yard on the play, actually, second and 9.
That was almost disaster.
And that would have been a huge mistake, and now they're pulling him off the field, given he's getting an earful right here.
Get that ball tucked. Getting their hands wiped down.
Yeah, Yock now wide to the near side. Rogers far side. Rogers going to go in motion right up to SQ. And he's going to hang out there to his right. Shotgun snap to SQ. The give is to Rogers far side. Follows his blockers. Nice job. Picked up about 5 yards on that one.
Yeah, just put his head down and got what he could get.
And that's what they want to do. That's Buffalo football right there.
Right there. See, they can make 3rd and 5. They can make 4th and 5. We saw that 3 times the last drive. But here, you know, here what you want to do is you want to pick up 3-4 yards.
Right.
Get yourself into where you got options. You can run it. You can pass it.
Ball's placed at the 38. 3rd and 5 upcoming for the Bison. Same formation. One receiver wide each side. Rogers this time near side. Bowles to our far side. A little left to right now. Now this time Bowles in motion. They fake the give. SQ's going to keep it around the left. Finds a little crease. He's stacked up after picking up a couple.
Yeah, he got stood up. It looked like he might fall forward and get it down to 3rd and 2 or something like that, but he got stood right up.
Yeah, the linebackers, you know, Redding, Lear, and the safety Pippen have really done a good job of keeping SQ from breaking a big one.
Well, here we go again. 4th and a long 3, probably nothing Buffalo hadn't seen before here.
If they pick this up, this will be their fourth down in a row.
Yeah, wow.
4th and 3, another big play. 2:41, clock ticking. Buffalo's dominated time of possession in this quarter so far. Two Bison far side. Yock is in motion from the slot. Goes inside close to the formation. Shotgun snap. SQ looking right. He's going to throw right downfield for Bowles. Looking in the end zone. And Judd all over him that time. Crowd wanted some contact as Judd had position on him. And had he not looked back for the football, they might have got that call.
They might have, and had the football been a little closer. It was overthrown pretty good. And I think had it been right there at the play – I think they would have thrown that flag, but I think it was overthrown pretty good, and they said, no, we're not gonna bail them out on that play.
Well, that time they turned it over on downs, and now Timberlake going to take back over with a 28-12 lead and 2:21
to go. Buffalo defense got to stand up again.
Pippen's in there. He's still limping. He's been lined up now far side near us. One back in the backfield to give his team that back and cut down. Oh, he had to change direction. Carter Sands, they had him bottled up, but he got around the edge. Instead, he gets the first down and picks up a couple more.
How many times have we seen that? Looks like, boy, that, you know, the Buffalo defense has him for, you know, minus 3 or 4 yards, and then, boom, they change direction, reverse field, and pick up a first down.
I don't know which coach in Timberlake is responsible for the change of direction practices, but, man, they look like they go one way. They come back
and they can all do it.
First and 10 now for the Tigers, just shy of midfield. They're at the 49-yard line. First and 10, their own 49. High formation this time. And the ball's on the ground. Jenlick has to just fall on top of it. That time, bad snap by Timberlake.
I think there's a little moisture on the field and getting cold and a little mud. And it's just both teams are having a little bit of hard time handling the football.
I also don't see a lot of gloves and hand warmers out there right now. I see a couple.
I need some toe warmers. That's what I need.
One receiver wide each side. One back in the backfield. Two backs in the backfield. It gives to Sands, and he's stuck instantly. What a read. They tried to run a little bit of misdirection. Gave it to Sands, and
who that is, got cramped.
I think that's Dalton Cosby.
I think it is. To who else would it be?
Yep. Nope.
Tito Villa. Boy, he stood up there like a big linebacker, didn't he? And knocked him backwards.
He does a great job of finding the little creases in the line. And kind of, he gets up in there before you're aware that he's even there. And that time he blew the play up. Lost a yard, 3rd and 11. Now the snap to Jenlick. He rolls right. Going to roll right. Bootleg pass around the right side. Tipped and right into the arms of the receiver.
Wow.
Looked like it was going to be incomplete. And that was just a lucky play.
Sometimes
as Merrick Judd. Even when you're not throwing to him, he's making catches.
You know, if you're Buffalo, that's just a killer because you've made a stand, third down, you're going to make a punt on fourth, and you bat the ball, and it goes right to the receiver.
It was like a 12-yard pass down just across the first down.
If you're
marker.
Buffalo, you got to forget about it. You got to play defense here.
First and 10 from the 37. Timberlake now bunch formation, high formation. Sands your fullback. Toss sweep left side. J.J. Pippen, he's going to run up inside and be brought down. It's 3 or 4. Everybody on Buffalo hit him that time.
He's not the same. He's not the same J.J. Pippen that we saw in the first half. Just does not have that burst. He's limping right now back to the field, back to the huddle.
Bia meets him there as well as Levi Kent was over there.
He's really limping. I think they've taped him up. He's trying to get him going.
Yeah, but it is not the same guy. And we talk about his stats because we say he's been big in big games, but really what's happened is they've only played half their football games. He would have 2,000 yards if they played a full game every time. His 2nd and 8 now. Ball will be placed at the 37. We'll pick up a yard on that one. It's really a 2nd and 9.
Well, this quarter has flown by.
One receiver wide, far side. There's 7 seconds left. We'll see if they even get this playoff. 5 seconds, four seconds.
Just gonna let it run.
And this looks like we're going to go into the quarter. And that'll do it for the third quarter. But Buffalo inching closer, 28-12 your score with the fourth quarter coming. Do not leave us. We got a great football game here in Buffalo. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.